I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Oh, I kind of like this music bed here. What do you think when you hear it?
Well, like the piano is obviously very noticeable. So I have a couple thoughts. There's DJ Premier used to use piano in his beats a lot too. I think there was some of that.
Yeah, that sounds like 90s hip hop. I would say.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Also, like, I feel like this also has like a Castlevania vibe. Not in that it sounds like gothic or like it's from the video game, but it's like all the instruments that would be used to produce a Castlevania theme, but they're being used to do something else.
Yeah, like the piano, like, and specifically like the, right. the I don't
this
know
this like
I don't
sort know, of like drum synthesizer and piano, basically. That's very Castlevania.
Yeah, Castlevania sucks. Symphony of the Night's good. Anyway, we got to get off the video game because it'll take us all show. Mike Gallagher joins us in 20 minutes. Establish the Run, talking NBA, whatever you prefer. Later this hour, Josh Norris next hour, Lockmas next hour, Power Hour final hour here on Sports Equinox Day. We'll give you bets for baseball. We'll give you bets for hockey. We'll give you bets for the NBA. You bet your sweet bippy. We're giving you bets for the National Football League as Week 7 kicks off tonight in Cleveland as the Browns and Case Keenum host Teddy Bridgewater and the Denver Broncos. Joining us right now on the show to talk about that and the rest of the games coming up in Week number 7 is the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, who joins us on the Roman Guest Line. You can check out Baldy with Jason LaCanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Baldy, great to have you here on You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, BetQL, tremendous Thursday. How's it going?
Nick and Ken, things really can't go any better. I mean, it just can't. I mean, we're cruising right now. And, you know, we're getting into the meat of the schedule here. We're separating those that are serious contenders to play in January and those that aren't, you know, and this game tonight might separate some of these teams.
No, I was just going to say that when you mentioned it, Baldy, it feels like tonight's game, like we don't really know which category necessarily both teams fit into, but they could fit into either one. And maybe tonight's game will kind of go a long way in answering that question. Tonight's game is obviously where I'd love to start. I think we can kind of take each offense separately and some of your observations, offense versus defensive units. I know one question that a lot of gamblers and people who bet on the NFL have tried to answer this week is basically, what is the drop off from Baker Mayfield to Case Keenum worth? Is it worth anything? This is a similar conversation, I think, to like Tua and Jacoby Brissett maybe that we had earlier in the season. So Case Keenum is obviously going to start tonight for Baker Mayfield. The line has plummeted as a result of that news to under 3. Bet Rivers has Cleveland favored by just 1.5 points. When you think about the differences between Baker Mayfield and Case Keenum and what we can expect from Keenum tonight with the Browns offense, what do you think?
Well, Case hasn't played a lot of football. I mean, ironically, you know, he's playing against Denver tonight. And I remember talking to John Elway in 2018 out of training camp when they signed Case Keenum to be their starter. Remember, he was in Minnesota and took him to an NFC championship game, and he was the hot quarterback, and Elway signed him, and he loved him. He thought, oh, he's got everything it takes, except he doesn't have everything it takes. And, you know, enough teams have seen it now that he's a backup quarterback. And so what's the drop-off? I think it's significant. But even with Baker, now he's been struggling with his shoulder since week two, but even with Baker, I mean, outside of the Hail Mary pass last week to Donovan Peoples-Jones, I mean, they really haven't been able to get the ball down the field. And the troubling part of that is they were still, even up until last week, they've been able to run the ball really well. And, you know, usually when you can run the ball that well, you're going to get play action shots down the field one-on-one. And, you know, whether it was Odell Beckham Jr. or whoever, I mean, they just haven't been able to connect down the field, and they have been missing the big play all year.
Indeed, they have. What do you think is going to happen in the game tonight, Baldy, where we have right now the at Bet Rivers, the Browns, a 1.5-point favorite, the total 40.5. Who do you like to win the game tonight?
Well, Denver's just been awful since they started 3-0. On all phases, I mean, they were terrible on defense the last 3 weeks. You know, and then offensively, they really haven't been very good. At the best side of the ball right now is Cleveland's defense out of the whole group. But, I mean, as bad as Denver's looked, I think they're the better team. I think they're the healthier team right now. They've got the better defense. You know, they're pretty healthy on that side of the ball. I think Denver on a short week can come in there and win this game tonight.
Baldy, when we look at the other slate for this weekend, and we've talked about it on the show before, maybe not, you know, a ton of elite matchups. I feel like some weeks we have 3 or 4 or 5 games that we're insanely excited about, but these are all games we can bet on. Nick, I know Nick's salivating over literally every game on the card because he's such a super fan of the NFL. I think a lot of these are interesting, but one does stand out a little bit, and it stands out a little more because of the result that we had on Monday Night Football. So Tennessee beats Buffalo outright, and now they obviously stay at home, and Kansas City comes to town with Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, the Chiefs still kind of trying to get their season on track, beat Washington up pretty badly last week. The Chiefs are a 5.5-point road favorite at Tennessee this weekend with a total of 57.5 in a couple places. So very high scoring game expected. Kansas City a little under a touchdown favorite. Any thoughts on Kansas City and Tennessee?
Well, 57 points probably isn't enough. I mean, either defense has been good. Now, Kansas City has been their own worst enemy, turning the ball over. They lead the league with 14 turnovers so far. They had 3 in the first half against Washington last week. And, you know, every time Tennessee wins a game like they did, Mike Vrabel comes out for Tennessee and says, you know, that's Titan football. Well, it is. When you can get the king, Derrick Henry, when you get him 20 touches and he gets you 143 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, in 3 of the 4 wins this year, he has run for 3 touchdowns. And really, the 4th touchdown scored by Ryan Tannehill on Monday night was because they faked it to Derrick Henry and everybody went to tackle Derrick Henry. And Ryan Tannehill basically walked into the end zone. I mean, if they can keep the score down where Mahomes just isn't going crazy, you know, throwing the ball down the field and all over the field, if they can keep the score down and stay in their game plan of running Derrick Henry, Tennessee can win this game outright. I mean, 5.5 points, I think, is a pretty good line if, you know, you want to, you know, lay those points and take Tennessee here. I mean, to me, that makes a ton of sense.
All right, so there. He likes the Titans plus 5.5 as a home underdog against the Kansas City Chiefs. Baldy, I want to move on here to Baltimore and Cincinnati. And if you could, just because like the audio is a little iffy there, just hold the phone to your ear a little bit. We're like producing on the fly here. Just want to make sure your audio quality is as good as possible. I think one of the games of the weekend, Baldy, aside from the Chiefs and Titans, I can't wait for the Ravens and the Bengals Sunday in the AFC North. Like Cincinnati's an upstart this year, obviously. Baltimore's record is sterling right now. Lamar's been unbelievable. Ravens a 6.5-point favorite against Cincy. Total of 46. We actually haven't spent a lot of time this week talking about that. We'll rectify that. Ken and I will a little later on the show. But fascinated your take on this one. Like Cincinnati kind of feels like stepping into the ring with one of the big boys here of the NFL. Do you think the Bengals can hang and keep this game within a touchdown or maybe steal a win outright on the road?
Well, I'll be in Charm City on Sunday for this game to announce for national radio. And I was around the Bengals a lot in preseason. I did some of the preseason games. I knew they were going to be a good team. They upgraded the talent across the board defensively, a lot of additions. Whether it's Mike Hilton or Chido Awuzie or Trey Hendrickson, I mean, they've added a lot of talent defensively. You're seeing an emerging star, Logan Wilson, at middle linebacker. But they're fully healthy offensively right now. And really, to me, this whole game, I mean, Lamar has been unreal, no doubt about it. But to me, this game comes down to, just like we saw last week when the Ravens took the Chargers apart, can the Bengals figure out the Ravens' tendencies, because nobody gets to the quarterback with more quarterback hits, free hitters to the quarterback, than the Ravens do. And they attack your protections. It'll be interesting to see if Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow could figure it out, because Justin Herbert couldn't. and he had his worst game of his career last week. So, to me, it's the whole game. And so if the Ravens play the style of football I think they are capable of, as good an upstart as the Bengals are, and they've been good, I think this favors the Ravens right here. They also have Marlon Humphrey, who I think is the best option so far in the early season to really man up with Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, nobody really has been able to take away the deep ball from him. But I think Marlon Humphrey is built for this kind of a game. And so I'm looking forward to that matchup.
Baldy, you have a lot of big favorites on the card in terms of the rest of the games, you know, especially on Sunday afternoon. I want to ask you about Washington and Green Bay. Kind of an interesting game. Maybe it doesn't stand out for a kind of like the NFL fan or the NFL viewer, but from a betting standpoint, it's been very interesting because a lot of money is coming on Washington over the course of the week. Now, this number opened Green Bay, double digit favorite, like 10.5. So really, this might be betters just saying, you know, the difference between the teams is a little bit less than that. Now we see kind of 7.5 and 8 on the board. So some early interest in Washington to at least keep the game close from a lot of the bettors early in the market. Do you kind of see this game the same way? Like, can Washington keep this within a score against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense?
I think so. I mean, I saw Washington last week against Kansas City, and there's not much firepower on offense. There just isn't. I mean, if you can kind of take Terry McLaurin out, you know, the way Kansas City did last week and eliminate the big plays, there's not a lot of offense. Logan Thomas hasn't played. They've got a backup right side on the offensive line. But defensively, they just haven't been good all year. And they don't do a lot. They kind of say, okay, we've got all these number one draft picks on the defensive line. We'll let them get after you. But they're not. They're not winning. And so I think Aaron Rodgers is going to look at this defense and go, you know, I mean, he's got a young, inexperienced offensive line, but they know how to protect him well enough. And so I think Aaron Rodgers can carve this Washington defense up. And I think the line at double digits is probably right. I mean, I like Green Bay in this game. I haven't seen anybody really slow the offense down yet.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You better, you bet. BetQL, tremendous Thursday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, talking National Football League with our guy, the absolute best in the business, the great Brian Baldinger, on Twitter at BaldyNFL, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Baldy, curious your take on the Philadelphia Eagles this week as they travel to Vegas to take on the Raiders. Philly, a three-point road underdog. It's been 3.5. Now it's down to 3. So Philly plus 3, total in the high 40s. I can tell you that both Ken and myself both kind of think Philly's going to win this game outright in Vegas. I know Vegas looked good last week, taking down the Broncos in Denver, but we kind of like Philly this week. What about you with Nick Sirianni and his Big 12 offense heading to Vegas to take on Rich Bisaccia and the Raiders?
Yeah, well, this Big 12 offense has to evolve. I mean, you just can't throw bubble screens and throw the ball to the sidelines, you know. And so they ran the ball better in the second half against Tampa. Last time they played on Thursday night against Tampa, they kept Tampa at 28 points. You know, it's a 28-21 game. They were, you know, one score game, you know, away from beating Kansas City. You know, I think defensively they're playing better for Philadelphia. And I'm with you. I think Philadelphia can go to Las Vegas this weekend and win the game outright. They've got it still. They have a lot of talent. I think what Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia has to realize is the strength of this whole team is they're all a lot of Landon Dickerson just gets better. Kelsey, like, they're still good up front. And, you know, I think that's the best way to keep Max Crosby and, you know, they hit the Denver quarterbacks last week 17 times. I mean, the best way to keep him off you is to run the ball at him. I think the Eagles have to finally understand that. And I think this is a good week to kind of put that, my own take on it, to use. And I think you'll see a lot of Miles Sanders this week. But defensively, they've played better the last 2 weeks. They've kept the score down. And I'm with you. I think they can go into Las Vegas and win this game. I think usually when you make a coaching change, even if it's under the circumstances that John Gruden was relieved, you usually get a pop the first week, and they did. They played well. But usually that's sort of like all of a sudden the truth about what the situation is, who's the next head coach, who's going to be here, like all those things kind of kick in. And maybe this is the week some of those real truths kick in Las Vegas.
Baldy, I want to ask you about basically the two biggest favorites we have on the board. And I think, you know, for the casual bettor, they're going to see Arizona favored by 17 against Houston, who's, you know, everybody thinks is dreadful. They're going to see the Rams favored by more than two touchdowns against Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions. And they're going to be like, well, like, how could these teams be competitive in these games? The Rams and Arizona have been so good so far this season. So both Arizona and the Rams favored by more than two touchdowns against, you know, two of the worst teams that we have in the league. Do you expect either game to be particularly close? How do you view those two big favorites?
You know, the Rams have won two in a row since they got beat by Arizona pretty handily. And even though they've won handily against, you know, Seattle and then last week against the Giants, they haven't played well. The stats say, you know, they're putting up a lot of points and the quarterback is playing really well, but they've been 4-for-21 on third downs attempts. Like, is worse than the league over the last 2 weeks. And I just get the feeling that Sean McVay has got their attention. And I expect them against an undermanned Detroit team to really take it out on Detroit, you know, and then forget about Jared Goff and the homecoming and all that. You know, that's just media, you know, talking storylines. The truth is, I think the Rams want, they need to play great because they're going to get tested down the road by good teams. And they want to be that team standing in the NFC, you know, at the end of January. So, in order to get there, they got to improve in these areas. I think they'll take it out in Detroit. And Arizona is just so complete. I mean, nobody even talks about all the injuries they had going into Cleveland last week, and they took that team apart. I don't see this game being close against Arizona either.
Yeah, the market doesn't either. Again, Arizona 17.5 point favorite coming up this weekend against presumably Davis Mills and the Houston Texans. Baldy, you know we love having you here on You Better You Bet. We appreciate your time. Hope you have an awesome broadcast of the Ravens and Bengals on Sunday. Enjoy that game, and we look forward to catching up with you next week here on BetQL.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate you. Thank you.
That's our guy, Brian Baldinger, joining us here on You Better You Bet. Baldy, of course, came to us courtesy of the Roman Guest Line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. I feel like I watch so much like British content on TV. I want to say privacy. I say privacy. Start doing privacy.
Check your, schedule and see if you want to schedule a consultation with them. Yeah.
Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That, of course, GetRoman.com/BetQL. On the other side, we turn our attention back to the National Basketball Association, where making his NBA season debut on You Better You Bet, our pal Mike Gallagher from Establish the Run, the best in the business, joining Nick and Ken right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.